The old saw, never turn down a free lunch, is good advice, even if it takes some effort to reach the table. Recently, I took an afternoon off and drove to St. Paul for a free dinner. Minnesota Outdoor News editor Rob Dreisline invited me to attend the annual legislative banquet for the Minnesota Outdoor Heritage Alliance. A coalition of conservation, sportsmen's, and shooting organizations, MOHA's mission is to protect the right to hunt, fish, and pursue similar activities. Held while the legislature is in session, the banquet allows MOHA members to mix with politicians and bureaucrats. You can get a feel for what is going on in the legislature, said Dreisline when he invited me to attend. During the social hour, hundreds of dinner guests mingled with politicians, DNR brass, and political insiders. When it was time to take a seat, it was hard for three of us to find places at the same table. After dinner was served, a lineup of speakers took the podium. Among them was Senator Amy Klobuchar, an adept and entertaining speaker who briefed the crowd about her work on national issues. Klobuchar's efforts in Washington were key to removing Minnesota wolves from the federal endangered species list. She quipped that since the governor holds a deer hunt, maybe she should host a Minnesota wolf hunt. She touched briefly on her efforts related to slowing the spread of invasive species and retaining conservation provisions in the impending farm bill. Three state legislators followed Senator Klobuchar. First up was Representative Kurt Zellers, the Speaker of the House, who told stories about accompanying Governor Dayton on the openers for fishing and hunting pheasants. They were good stories. It may have even been better if the governor, who canceled due to illness, was in attendance. After a few minutes, it was clear Representative Zellers was sticking to stories rather than outdoor issues in the legislature. I nudged Dreisline and whispered, "He isn't saying anything." Smiling, Dreisline responded, "Yeah, but he says nothing very well." After Zellers came Senator Bill Ingebretson, chair of the Senate Environment and Natural Resources Committee, and then Representative Denny McNamara, chair of the Environment, Energy, and Natural Resources Policy and Finance Committee. When I've listened to many previous committee leaders speak in similar settings, they've usually given a quick rundown of the issues their committee may address during the legislative session. This time, that didn't really happen. Their short talks were heavy on remarks that made little sense to anyone other than political insiders, and light on substance regarding outdoor issues. From what they said, I surmise the legislature might pass hunting, fishing, and boating license fee increases. They may also mess around with the management of school trust lands. And quite possibly, they will not approve of all the habitat funding recommendations forwarded from the Lessard Sams Outdoor Heritage Committee. About the only thing that seems certain is that the legislature will pass some kind of wolf hunting and trapping season. I asked Dreisline if it was just me, or if what the legislators had to say came up short of his expectations. "Maybe they just don't have much to offer," he said. After dinner, I met with others who were unimpressed with what the legislators said and didn't say. A friend with long experience in conservation politics summed up his feeling about the dinner speakers by saying, "I don't know why we let politicians get away with this crap." Later, driving north on I-35, I contemplated what I learned at my free dinner. If the MOHA banquet is an opportunity to take the pulse of the legislature, then we may not see much accomplished for conservation and the outdoors during this session. If, as Dreisline says, the current politicians don't have much to offer Minnesotans who use and care about the outdoors, that's probably a good thing. Another writer who attended the banquet, Star Tribune outdoor columnist Dennis Anderson, wrote that those of us who are dismayed with politicians' poor performance in protecting and conserving our state's outdoor resources really have only ourselves to blame. Maybe so, but successful conservation mostly benefits the natural resources we hold in common. In politics, public good is often trumped to benefit special interests with deeper pockets. Still, Minnesota is not Indiana or New Jersey, where what was once outdoors has been paved, plowed, or polluted. Our politicians should be mindful of the fact that we occupy a state brimming with outdoor splendor. Moreover, they should act in ways that demonstrate they share our collective pride in this place. Given their lackluster performance at the MOHA banquet, I'm not so sure that they do. This is Sean Parrish with Points North.